There were so many ways for Eric to recount his new version of the story at the press conference. It was impossible for him, for anyone, to know how to do it in the most coherent and still entertaining way. Eric's new story is not only no longer fun, it is also exasperatingly intricate. There's so much information to absorb that an audience could just glaze over. Really, this story begins with the proclamation delivered by the CIA director Alan Dulles to his Princeton alumni group in 1953. "Mind warfare," he said, "is the great battlefield of the Cold War, and we have to do whatever it takes to win this." Before Jim Channon and General Stubblebine and Colonel Alexander came along, there was Alan Dulles, the first great out-of-the-box thinker in U.S. intelligence. He was a great friend of the Bushes and was once the Bush family lawyer, a pipe-smoking patriarch who believed that the CIA should be like an Ivy League university, taking inspiration not only from agents, but also from scientists, academics, and whoever else might come up with something new. It was Dulles who moved the CIA's headquarters from central Washington, D.C., to suburban Langley, Virginia, now renamed the George Bush Center for Intelligence, because he wanted to create a thoughtful, out-of-town campus milieu. It was Dulles who sent undercover CIA agents out into the American suburbs in the 1950s and 1960s to infiltrate seances in the hope of unearthing and recruiting America's most talented clairvoyants to his mind warfare battlefield, which is how the relationship between intelligence and the psychic world was born. But it was General Stubblebine who, inspired by the 1st Earth Battalion, proclaimed a generation later that anyone could be a great psychic, and so opened the doors wide, and Major Ed Dames joined the program, and subsequently revealed the secrets of the unit on the Art Bell show, and then all hell broke loose, and through no fault of any of the military personnel involved, 39 people in San Diego killed themselves in an attempt to hitch a ride on Prudence and Courtney's Hale-Bopp companion. Alan Dulles put Sidney Gottlieb in charge of the fledgling psychic program, and also of MK-Ultra, and then a third covert mind warfare project known as Artichoke. Artichoke is the program that is not fun. Recently declassified documents reveal that Artichoke was all about inventing insane, brutal, violent, frequently fatal new ways of interrogating people. Frank Olson was not just a civilian scientist working with chemicals at Fort Detrick. He was a CIA man, too. He was working for Artichoke. This is why he was in Europe in the months before he died, sitting in pavement cafes with the men wearing long coats and trilbies. They were there on Artichoke business. Eric's father was, and there is no pleasant way of putting this, a pioneering torturer, or at the very least, a pioneering torturer's assistant.